All our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years. If by reason of strength they be 80 years, it is their strength, labor, and sorrow. It is soon cut off, and we fly away. 80 and 10, a score is 20. So that makes 70 years, he says. It could be 80, it could be 80. Yet it's soon over, and we fly away. We spend our years in a tale that is told. We're all writing a book. You and I are writing a book about right now. You reckon what the name of the book would be for your life or for my life? What do you think yours would be? We sing this song. Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I've done, where there will be no setting sun. To be a child of God each day, my light must shine along the way. I'll sing his praise while ages roll and strive to help some troubled soul. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I've done, where there will be no setting sun. Each day I'll do a golden deed. Also in this chapter, David goes on down further. He says, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You say, well, how can I do that? Because I don't know how many days I'm going to be here. How can I number my days? But I think the key to this is what he says later on, apply our hearts unto wisdom. David said we must recognize how few our days are. Recognize that. Remind us to spend them as we should. Remind us to spend them as we should. Not too long ago, I met this lady that lived close to us. And we got to talking, and I told her, I said, we've lived here close to you for years. Me and my wife, and I told her that my wife had passed away about a year ago. And she told me about her mother. I think she said her mother was 67 years old, 66. And she said, coming to the end, she said, I was so upset. I was there with mother. I was so upset. And I said, mother, I wish we had a few more days. I wish we had a little longer. That's what she said. And she said, Carol, God sets the dates that we have, and that's all we have. And if he gave us 100 more years, we would still want more. I told her one thought. God sets the dates that we have, and that's all we have. That's all we have. What did David say? We spend our years of tale that is told. A tale that is told. A story we're writing right now with our life. What we're doing with our life. Seize a day. Seize a moment. How much time do you reckon we've wasted? I know I have. And there's an old song about that, wasted years. Wasted years, wasted years, oh, I say it. Wasted years. Don't put it off too long, what you know you need to do. You may not have as much time as you think you do. And when we're young, that seems a long way off, don't it? didn't it? I remember going to my boss's wife's funeral years ago. I stand against this man that I knew. He said, you know, well, but he says, he was about my age, I'd say. That was back in, I was about 40, I guess, somewhere up there this time. He said, well, but I never thought about death till I went to my grandmother's funeral. I never thought a lot about it. You know, I like I'm going to be here forever. And I realized then, and going to her funeral, that this was not on this earth forever. Tonight, Brother Billy said in his prayer, tonight in his prayer, about us being ready, using the time God gave us to prepare to meet him and meet him in peace. And we had revival this week. You know, revival, what does it mean? Read. Again, Bible means to live. Again, to live. Time to wake up. Time to, what does he say? Each day I'll do a golden deed by what? By helping those that are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I do what? The best I can. You doing the best you can? Feel like you're ready tonight to go to meet your Lord? If he came back tonight, you say, hallelujah. I'm ready to see. I'm ready to see the one that died for me. That gave me a chance someday to live with him in the saved of all ages. I'm ready. Let's go. Because each day, I've done a golden deed. I have helped those that are in need. Life hasn't been but a span. But I have done the best that I can. Teach us to number our days. But he goes on to say in that same passage, how can we know that? That we may apply our heart to wisdom. Wisdom. You know, David has a lot to say about wisdom, doesn't he? Proverbs has a lot to say about wisdom. And we need to use, as my teacher used to say, this great matter between our ears. Use our head. Use our thoughts. Use our mind. Use our good sense. See temptation as a choice, not as a must-to. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go there. You don't have to say that. You don't have to go with those people. You say, well, I'm tempted. Well, sin is a choice. You make a choice. You can use your wisdom and make the right choice. Don't fall after Satan with all his life. You know, Satan is a thief. He is. He's a thief. I started to preach about that tonight. He just ruins people's lives. People's life is so much promise. I've seen so many people. So many young men with so much ability, so much talent. They were strong in their knowledge. But you know what happened time and time again? Guess what? That's right. Another woman. Another woman. I remember years ago I told Billy, he was talking. And I was talking about how alcohol had run so many people. Billy said it's not the worst. Chasing other men, chasing other women. Read back in the Bible. Look at David. Look what David did. He saw Bathsheba. Who is she?
there to see me. And she came. And she later told him she was expecting his child. Well, baby knew where Uriah was. He's in battle. So he sent for him to come home. And he came home, but he wouldn't go home. No, he wouldn't go home. It's like a pretty good guy. You read about that. He said, they're in battle. He said, will I go home tonight to libel my wife? As I live, and I will not go home. And David got him drunk. You know he got him drunk? He did. Still wouldn't go home. His plan was falling apart. Have you ever thought about how we try to cover up and cover up and cover up what we've done? Be sure your sin will find you out. Be sure your sin will find you out. So David, just send him back. Give him a note. Give him a note. Put him in the forefront of battle and withdraw from him. Put him out there to be killed. And he was killed. Oh, man, so sad. David's life was so sad. Read about it. What all went on. That's right, in his life. Sins makes life hard. Oh, yeah. Makes life difficult. And we lose the promise of the next life after this life because of our sin. Number our days, we may apply our hearts unquick. You know, about years ago, we read about the children of Israel. In 1 Corinthians 10, it talks about them there. It says, neither be you idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We like to be entertained, don't we? We like entertainment. Don't we? Don't we? Say it. I know you do. I do too. Is that what you do when you get through eating and drinking? You rise up to play. You rise up to have a big time. Life is wonderful, isn't it? Like we said tonight, you pray some of those people who are in war. They may well be some of our brothers and sisters suffering like they're suffering. That's right. And here we are in America. So blessed. And we should be so thankful. The people rose up to play. Nevertheless, commit fornication. And some men committed and fell in one day, 3 and 25. We see something like that today. People living together. People living together, committing fornication. Neither let us tempt Christ, but some of them tempted. We're destroyed of the sword of serpents. Neither murmur ye. And some of them also murmured. You ever do any murmuring? Whining? Oh, poor me. Oh, me. Oh, man. I had it so hard. Complaining and complaining and complaining. Friends, the Bible has so much to say about it. Be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Pray without ceasing. Be thankful. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, you will be surprised what the Lord has done. I couldn't name my blessings. I've got so many. Remember that time when Job, God was talking to the devil about Job. You know what the devil told God? He said, you build a hedge around me. I think that my sister built a hedge around me too. And do you? Have you got a hedge around you? Don't you think you do? I think you do too. I do. You You built a hedge around him, God. That's why he serves you. Yes, today some people don't serve him even though they got the hedge, inside the hedge. Now all these things happen, he says, in Corinthians, unto them for examples. And they are written for our admonition. What? We just read you. Don't be idolatrous. Some of them were. They sit down to eat and drink, room and play. It tells us something. Let that be a lesson to you. Don't tempt Christ. Don't commit fornication. Don't murmur. Wherefore let him that standeth take heed. The thing that standeth take heed lest you fall. Take heed lest you fall. You think you're standing? Look at yourself. It's not easy to do. It's easy to see somebody else's sin. That's easy in a minute. You can see that a mile off, so to speak. You know, I can see that. I can see that. But seeing my own sin, the way of every man is right in his own eyes, something about it, isn't it? You want to feel right about yourself because you're trying to clear up in your mind so you will feel better. Well, that's not so bad. That's not so bad. Why is it not so bad? Because you're doing it, because you did it. You know what? You're going to look back on it one day and you live with regret. That's right. Wasted years, wasted days, wasted weeks, wasted Sundays. Well, you didn't go to church. You didn't care about God. But you do now, don't you? That's right, preacher. And the opening doors, I'm going to be here. I'm going to serve my Lord. My years, how many they may be? 70 or 80? He reminds us, do all things without murmuring and disputes. Do all things without murmuring and disputes. How much time have we got left? We don't know. What are our priorities? What is important to us? Friends, we're overloaded, we're overworked, we're overcommitted, and we're over anxious. We are. We worry, and we worry about things that may never happen. We can't do everything, so do what is important, okay? Do what is important. What is crucial? What is crucial is our relationship with God. That's right. That's crucial. Psalm 62 says, truly my soul waited upon God. Serve God. Waited. You know, you go to the restaurant and have a waiter, waitress. He says, well, my soul serves God. My soul serves him. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord. Your friends, one time I went for some kind of meeting. Some kind of guest speaker. So they introduced him. And you should have heard his credentials. You should have heard it. He's president of this and president of that and CEO of here and CEO of there. And you know what I'm sitting there thinking? What about his family? And all that's okay, I guess. But what about your wife? What about your kids? What did that boy say when his daddy came home to get his golf clubs? Said, daddy, are you coming or going? I heard another one time. The boy went to his dad and said, daddy, I'd like to borrow $10. He said, well, he said, I don't want to borrow $10 till next week when I get my allowance. I want to borrow $10. He said, well, okay. So give him 10. Little boy reached in his pocket. Heard out of 10. He said, now look at you. You ask for another 10, you've got a 10. I know, Daddy. Now I've got 20. Dad, I heard you say one time you made $20 an hour. Daddy, I want to buy an hour of your time. I want to buy an hour of your time, Daddy. What's important? What's important in life? This life is filled with opportunities. It may slip by, or we may seize them. It's later than you think. Hebrews says this: it appointed a man wants to die, and after this is good. We're going to all be there. We're going to stand before the judgment. Jesus Christ will be the judge, the righteous judge. We will give an account of our life. And now's my time, and now's your time to be ready. Job said, man, this mortal woman is a few days in full of trouble. A few days in full of trouble. Every fourth is a flower. It's cut down. It breathed also as a shadow from here, if not. And you see that in a little baby, don't you? A flower. Every fourth is a flower. But then they grow up. And they go grown. And they grow old. And they're gone. They're not there anymore. Job says this, for we're but of yesterday and know nothing. Because our days upon earth are a shadow. Are a shadow. Have we thought about how profitable we are? Have we thought about how profitable we are? Or have we thought about how unprofitable we are? Do we spend much of our life in unprofitable? You ever think about that? The worst of the year, didn't it? Walk circumspectly. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul tells us here. Ephesians 5. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And what that means is, be careful how you live. Satan is a thief. And he wants you, because if he can get you, he may get your wife. Or he may get your husband. He may get your kids. He may get your grandkids. That's right. That's right. Since you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Because in days are evil, it appears that we live in an evil world right now. But you know, you read the Bible, it's been evil a long time. You take the days of Noah. Have you ever read that, what it says about the thoughts, the intentions, the man's heart was only what? Remember that? I put my finger on it. God thought the wickedness. This is Ephesians, Genesis chapter 6. And God said the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and listen to this, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Every imagination, every thought was only evil continually. Now, I don't believe it's that bad today. I don't. I don't know mine ain't evil continually. No. Isn't that sad? Repentant of all that he made man on the earth. It grieved him in his heart, it says. Friends, it's my life. Grieving God. He is my Father. He gave his son to die for my sins. Oh, what wondrous love I see freely shown for you and me. Our Lord came down here and suffered a horrible death. Driving those nails. He his hand. They said they were driving him here because the hand was flat. This was called the part of the hand. Drive one more through both feet. Both feet. And they were flexing knees. You remember in there when Jesus died? They came by to break their legs. You know how it's going to break their legs? They would flex their knees like this. So, you know why? So they can push up. As long as you can push up, you can exhale out. Before you're just hanging out, you can't exhale and soon die. That's why they broke their legs. But he was already dead, so they break his legs. So they drive one more nail through both feet. Flex your knees. So you got weight on that nail. Wait on these nails, and there you are hanging there for the sins of the whole world. Many years ago, me and my oldest son, we gone fishing. We was coming home that day. We came by this church house, and there was a pine pole out in front of that church house. And on that pine pole was a nice made, well-made sign. So I slowed down to look and read the sign. And it said this: "Is it nothing than you?" Huh. Boy, what a question. What a question. Is it nothing than you? What about it? You answer that question out of yourself. Okay? Is it nothing to you? Or is it everything to you? That's right. How on that rugged cross? On a hill far away from the old rugged cross. The emblem of suffering and shame. I love it on cross. And the dearest and best, a world of lost sons were slain. And you know, he finally died. And he said, my God, why has thou forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me, God? He gave up the ghost, he passed away, hanging there for many years. Yeah, we spent our years in the tail of his tongue. How many years we got? We don't know. We don't know. Our funeral flowers may be blooming right now. That's right. That's right. Now's the time. Now's the day of salvation. Now's the time to be ready. And whatever it is in your life that's wrong, give it up. Cut it off. Go away with it. Whatever it is, it's not worth losing your soul over. No, it's not. Now's the time. Now's the time. Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Last evening, sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I've done, where there will be no sinking sun. As we stand at this time and sing a invitational song, we offer you the spiritual service of the church. If you've not been baptized, we ask you tonight to come and be born again. Over there, Pentecost people, these people were there, we killed Jesus Christ, and Peter preached to them. And so they had a dilemma. I said, Peter, brother, what should we do? What should we do? We cannot do what we've done. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. About 3,000 souls that day. Land to the church. About 3,000 souls. A lot of people. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? They were touched. And they obeyed. They were baptized. They were born again. If you've gone away, you're a member of the church, you've gone away, please come back. Please come back. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for prayer. God will forgive you. Won't you come together? We stand and we sing.